It is September 10th, 2026, and the dominant story today is a sharp collision between the rapid expansion of artificial intelligence and a growing chorus of warnings about its safety. This tension is playing out simultaneously in Silicon Valley boardrooms, global markets, and the daily lives of consumers. The most urgent development involves a viral resignation from Anthropic by researcher Jacob Coxon. Coxon, who spent 3 years in pre-training research at both Anthropic and OpenAI, posted that these companies are gambling with our lives by racing towards self-improving superintelligence. His argument is that executives privately fear AI could kill humans by the end of the decade. The post garnered nearly 150 million views. Anthropic alignment lead Evan Hubinger endorsed the concerns, stating he believes there is a greater than 10% chance AI kills all humans within the next decade. This is not a fringe view. It has triggered a political response, with 19 Democratic and 3 Republican representatives calling for legislation. Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Greg Kassar announced plans to introduce a bill banning superintelligence and pausing AI development. Critics, including technology journalist Taylor Lorenz, dismissed conspiracy theories of a coordinated PR campaign, noting Coxon's long-standing involvement in AI safety. Others, such as author Daniel Jeffries and Eric S. Raymond, argued that proposed controls pose greater danger than the technology itself. The discourse highlights a shift from vague risks to specific concerns about recursive self-improvement, amplified by the recent Hugging Face cybersecurity incident. This safety debate exists in stark contrast to the financial momentum driving the sector. Venture capital analysis of 3,000 U.S. firms reveals only 20 have achieved consistent 3x net returns over 2 decades, indicating an extreme power law in technology investing. AI has reached $100 billion in revenue in 4 years, a pace that took SaaS 15 years. Unlike previous tech paradigms, capital invested in frontier AI converts directly to compute, compounding competitive advantages. The 3 frontier model companies, SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic, represent $3.5 to $5 trillion in potential enterprise value. AI's addressable market extends beyond software to labor, which accounts for 40 times more U.S. economic spend than software. Healthcare IT alone spends $60 to $100 billion annually, but AI targets a trillion-dollar industry of claims and billing. In public markets, only 15 to 20 SaaS companies trade above 10 times revenue, mostly showing AI-driven growth acceleration. Private equity faces challenges with legacy software assets valued at 25 to 32 times EBITDA in 2021 and 2022, now worth half that, causing credit redemptions. Venture liquidity timelines remain long, with unicorns private for 10 or more years, but top firms achieve fund-returning exits via M&A, such as Cursor's acquisition by SpaceX. The next $100 trillion market cap company may emerge from robotics, autonomy, healthcare, or energy infrastructure, where the current bottleneck is supply-side constraints in power and chips rather than demand. Turning to the consumer side, Meta introduced Muse, a personal AI agent for U.S. consumers. The agent connects to user apps and services, including email, calendars, payments, health, smart home, dining, shopping, music, and events, to perform tasks such as sending emails, booking travel, lowering bills, filling forms, creating plans, converting recipe videos to grocery lists, sending invitations, and making purchases. Muse leverages Link by Stripe for checkout with purchase protections, with Shopify's Shop Pay and 1Password integrations planned. Users opt in to specific services individually. If a service lacks a connector but offers a public API, Muse connects via user-provided credentials or via browser access if no API exists. Powered by Meta's Muse Spark model, Muse operates in the background and learns from conversations to make unprompted suggestions. 2 paid tiers launch at $20 per month for power and $100 per month for maximum, though Meta expects most users to stay on the free tier, which includes a usage meter and warnings. This launch follows Meta's $18 billion multi-state settlement regarding social media consumer harms. Concurrently, Shipt, owned by Target, launched Ask Shipt, an AI shopping assistant that converts prompts into ready-to-buy carts, identifies ingredients from photos, and suggests meals based on budgets. This follows Instacart's launch of Clementine and similar AI assistants from Uber Eats and DoorDash. Meanwhile, Apple unveiled the iPhone Duo, its first foldable smartphone, starting at €2,299 with the 2TB model priced at €3,799. The device launches on October 23rd, over a month after the iPhone 18. New CEO John Ternus faces 5 strategic challenges: testing price sensitivity, defending margins against a memory cost crisis, expanding the foldable market, fixing Siri AI, and building a post-iPhone ecosystem. TrendForce reports memory prices have increased 5- to 7-fold since early 2025, raising material costs for the iPhone 18 Pro by 38%. Memory now constitutes 34% of component costs, up from 10% a year ago, with forecasts exceeding 40% by 2027. Omdia projects global foldable sales of 22 million units in 2026 and 36 million in 2028. Analysts estimate Apple could capture 25% of the foldable market in its first year. In the crypto market, Bitwise researchers Ryan Rasmussen and Ish Assad argue that the market has shifted from bearish despair to early bull market conditions, driven by a lag between fundamental growth and asset prices. Bitcoin, currently near $78,000, has reclaimed key technical levels, including short-term holder cost basis and the 200-day moving average, though it remains below the $83,000 resistance level from May. ETF flows inflected sharply in August, offsetting nearly all year-to-date outflows within a week for Bitcoin and Ether products. Rasmussen notes that while Bitcoin ETFs saw $35 billion in inflows during their first year, recent monthly inflows of $3 to $4 billion represent only the initial phase of institutional capital return. Tokenization is identified as a primary catalyst, with automated token portfolios launched by Bitwise, Glider, and Coinbase, allowing non-US investors to self-custody professionally managed strategies. Assad describes a tsunami of capital entering on-chain via stablecoins and tokenized stocks, benefiting a three-layer stack, issuers, DeFi platforms, and Layer 1 networks. DeFi protocols are expected to see sustained revenue growth as they implement token buybacks and adjust tokenomics to align with favorable U.S. regulatory changes. Regarding the Clarity Act, both analysts believe the market has priced in a high probability of failure for the September 15 Senate vote, with prediction markets showing only 15% odds. They argue that the SEC is prepared to provide regulatory clarity through rules if the bill fails, limiting downside risk. Looking ahead, Rasmussen and Assad predict Bitcoin will close 2026 above $100,000, citing fourth quarter seasonality, renewed ETF inflows, and a rotation from AI equities to hard assets. In broader markets, Brent crude closed at $101.21, up 3%, driven by U.S. military attacks on Iranian oil tankers. The DAX fell 1.66% to 25,576 points. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hit 4.857%, the highest since November 2023, after U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced plans to buy $6 billion in long-term bonds, triple the original $2 billion plan. Alphabet invested 13 billion euros in Finnish AI data centers, boosting Fortum shares by 15%. Porsche sold Bugatti to a consortium led by Hoff Capital for 1 billion euros, raising its net cash margin guidance for the auto business to 5.5 to 7.5%. What to watch next is the outcome of the September 15 Senate vote on the Clarity Act, which will determine the regulatory path for crypto assets. We will also see how the market reacts to the continued aggressive spending by AI giants despite existential risk warnings, and whether Apple can maintain margins against rising hardware costs. The intersection of safety, regulation, and capital will define the next phase of this technological shift. That is the briefing for today. Stay informed.